Surah Al-Kahf, verses 13 to 17.
آمنوا بربهم, who believed in their Lord, وزدناهم هدى, and whom we increased in guidance. So the environment of shirk and kufr, there were men who believed in Allah as they should believe in Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى, we increased them in guidance by enabling them to exercise sabr, by enabling them to have tawakkul, reliance upon Allah, and by being abstinent to this world. Ayah number 14, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and increasing them in guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we also strengthened their hearts. رَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, we strengthened their hearts with sabr and steadfastness. إِذْ قَامُوا, when they rose up against the king and their people, فَقَالُوا, and openly declared, against the entire environment of kufr and shirk, they declared, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا, we shall never call upon any other deity other than Him. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا, if we were to do so, it would surely be an outrageous thing to utter. To say somebody else is a God besides Allah, and to call unto them and to give them titles or words of honor which are due to Allah, that would surely be an outrageous thing to utter. إِذَنْ شَطَطَى. Ayah number 15. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا, these people of ours, these people, our people of our town, of our area, these people of ours have taken other deities besides Him, and they worship idols. لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين, why do they not produce clear evidence about them being deities and being worthy of worship? So in the absence of such evidence, tawheed, oneness of Allah, is established. Then فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا, who is more evil than the one who invents and attributes falsehood against Allah by claiming that Allah has partners and equals? وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ, ayah number 16, having made their declaration of iman openly, they said to one another, they were going to be subjected to tribulation, so they said to one another, وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ, and now that you have withdrawn from them, from the people, in beliefs, وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ, and you have withdrawn from worshipping all that which they worship, إِلَّا اللَّهَ, except for Allah whom you believe in and worship, فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهَفِ, they said to one another, take refuge in the cave, فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهَفِ, يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ, and this cave must have been a place of retreat which they had mutually agreed upon, and where they could live and remain in the worship of Allah. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ, your Lord will shower His mercy upon you, وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُم مِّنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا, and He will provide ease for you in your matter. Because they had made this dua initially when they entered the cave, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا, so they hope for the fulfillment of their dua. Ayah number 17, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ, now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is addressing everyone who is reading the Qur'an or who is supposed to be reading the Qur'an, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ, and know, O reader, that the location of this cave was such that you could have seen the sun. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسِ, you could have seen the sun, إِذَا طَلَعَتْ, as it rose, تَزَاوَرُوا عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ, slanting away from their cave to the right, so that its light would not shine directly on the entrance of the cave. And وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ, when it set, تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ, turning away from them to the left, so that its heat would not cause them inconvenience. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ, whilst they were in a wide space within the cave. So it was a huge cave, extending, and in there was a wide open space. They were located in a wide expanse within this cave, and this means that the cave was spacious and well ventilated. Remember, they spent more than 300 years sleeping. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. This fact that they were rightly guided, despite being few in number, few young men, and irrelevant and weak against their opposition, who was formidable and mighty. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. It is from the signs of Allah, as it is He who endows people with courage and determination against the odds. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. He whom Allah guides is rightly guided. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. But him whom he leaves, who he leaves to stray, you would find none to guide or help him. So this is a brief summary of this. And the story is unfolding. Many of the other details will come in the rukus that we are going to still see, inshallah. We will recite this ruku from ayah 13 to 17. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم مما على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاوروا عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.